Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I saw somebody with that Paradiso old school bottle, by the way. And I threatened a sample out of him. I didn't get a response back. I just wanted to give you an update on that, though.
I thought you actually acquired it. Got a sample of that? Damn.
I would love to acquire that because I'm still riding high. I have to go probably buy another Paradiso because that shit's empty damn near or whatever. So it's quite delicious. So
yeah, I've been saving my shit, man. That stuff. Whew. Lord.
Yeah. So people, it is El Tesoro month here on The Last Drop. We've been to the world of the Suntory. We've been to the world of Leforic, and we've been to paradise itself, if you will. So we're doing some things now for El Tesoro month. I think it's safe to say that it kind of lived up to everything we've hyped it up to be.
I think so.
We've hyped it up very tremendously over the past few years, and yet we have really only reviewed it one time, and that was some single barrels we've had on here. Mine was from Cork, Cody's from K&L, and yet we still praise it very highly. But it's nice to know that El Tesoro is very underrated, and price range is just incredibly well-priced. So we switched up some little things here. So next week we were going to do the single barrel, but I just went ahead and we're going to do it this week, and we're just going to do the Blanco next week, folks. So great timing to do the single barrel this week too, because the Wellsborn is releasing their single barrel this week too. So they get a review and a, which is, by the way, that's
my— It's 24th, right?
Yeah. Shit. We already at the 24th. God damn. Yeah. I guess it is 22nd today. So yeah. So they get a review and they get a release day or whatever stuff for a little tasting session that they got. So I'm doing the El Tesoro Reposado single barrel from the Wellsborn here. I've had that bottle for like a month now, right, Cody? Yeah, somewhere around that time.
Sounds about right.
Just cracked it open right now. And next week we'll be doing the Blanco. I got to tell you, it was really hard this week, people, after we ended last week. It's really hard to pinpoint what we wanted to do next. I mean, honestly, the only sensible thing would have been to do is the Booker's 30th, but that we ain't. By the way, that sold out at High Proof, by the way. I laughed. I was like, oh.
All right. You already know.
Oh, God. But that like seemed to be the only sensible bottle to do next or whatever, because we kind of peaked really high.
To say the least.
Yeah, like we had like no buildup whatsoever. Like we had no buildup. We started with the Mundial. We started with the Mundial collection all the way to the Paradiso, and you're like, what do you do now?
I mean, we probably should have figured that, but you know, it was free form. We weren't any rules set.
Yeah.
We were just excited to get into El Tesoro, that's all.
I think the problem is you know, this week we could have did the Paradiso, but we would have been in the same shoes of like, well, what the fuck do we do after that then or whatever? Or before this week of the Paradiso and stuff. But they all got last drops. So, you know, Cody made the comment, is this going to be the first month of all last drops? I was like, I don't know, because I think after Paradiso, if you don't get the Booker's one, then I don't think it nothing tops it really or whatever and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think a single barrel is a good way to go. It's a solid option per se or whatever, because it has potential of being, you know, depending on what you get, because I know El Tesoro releases like two types of single barrels. One is like kind of more woody and oaky, and the other one is more like sweet on the palate and stuff. I think the one I had at Cork was more woody, if I'm not mistaken.
And keep in mind, this is a single barrel we're talking about.
Yes.
Granted, I do have faith in El Tesoro, but it is a single barrel.
I think I had faith in tequila single barrels more than whiskey.
I agree.
I mean, I've had enough at these events and stuff, but I haven't quenched my thirst so much, whatever. But I have yet to have a bad one. Now that I think about it,
mm-hmm. Off the top of my head, I can't think of one either.
Yeah, I can't think of a bad single barrel I've had so far. I mean, I'll go ahead and praise one of my favorite companies, Lost Lore. Their single barrels are fucking insanely mm-hmm. good. So and the one El Tesoro bottles I've had before was pretty fire.
Now, correct me if, oh no, those are not single barrels. Those Corazones, those are not single barrels, right?
They are, but they El Tesoro. I mean, not El Tesoro, I'm sorry, the Corazon single barrel, yeah.
Those are single barrels.
Yeah, they're okay. Mediocre as fuck. Those suck. Yeah, they're mediocrity at its finest, you know.
Yeah.
When you think of mediocrity, you think of Corazon.
Corazon, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm talking all forms, too. I don't give a shit with
every single one of them. Every one of those bottles, man.
You know, there used to be a point where those were actually good. Then, you know, they got popular and they started fucking diluting them and stuff like that.
He's
like,
yeah. Shit out of those.
Yeah, they diluted the shit out of those. Because I remember, man, like 2015 and below, whatever, man, you used to get some fire one of those. Now you just like, they so overly mass produced now. He's just like, ugh. And now they got like new ones that they released, like the Weller 12 edition one. He's like, man.
It's like, well, what's the point? They all taste the same.
You can keep that shit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
like,
that's the whiskey company that failed with tequila, Buffalo Trace.
Fuck that all up.
Yeah, it don't taste good at all. Suntory succeeded. El Toro's great.
I killed it.
Yeah, El Toro's phenomenal.
Yeah, they murdered that shit.
But Buffalo Trace, they suck in tequila.
They fucking ass. Not good.
I will say
that exciting.
No, it's just boring because it's like, man, y'all aged this shit in the same thing. I will give them credit on one thing. Their mezcal was fire. I remember you reviewed it. Three years ago or something like that. They had a mezcal, whatever. And I think you got it in a bundle package, but that bottle's only like $26 or whatever. And you had like some pretty high notes to say about that. I know that they reproduced that one. So their mezcal is okay, but their tequila is.
That wasn't the Los Vecinos, was it?
I can't remember the name of it per se. I remember the bottle was fine or whatever. But I remember you got it in a bundle or whatever and shit. And, but the bottle's like $26 or whatever. And I remember you had like some high praise to say about it when you reviewed it for that month that we canceled here on the last. That might have been the last good mezcal you had, to be honest. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Period, actually. Yeah. I haven't had a good mezcal in I don't know how long. It's been a long fucking time.
It's funny because everybody tried to tell us to get back into mezcal.
Now, I don't drink mezcal, so I wouldn't really know if there's good mezcal out there.
I only drink it in margaritas and now whatever. That's the only thing I said. Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't care because people tell me, oh,
there's so much good tequila out there. I just
That's the thing. I don't want to spend money on
seeking this out and spend. Why? What's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't want to spend money and time on that. We did that for what, damn near the length of this show, or whatever and stuff. And it's just like, yeah, for a whole month straight. By the way, I just want to make that clear, or whatever. And it's like, yeah, no. I'm putting enough work as it is in tequila. I don't want to do it in mezcal neither, or whatever. So
yeah, tequila just better, it's more options. Yeah. They're just more high quality. So I'm just gonna stick in that realm.
And it's not like tequila is our only alcohol. You might have heard at the beginning of this show, Godfather whiskey, Godfather craft beer. So it's like, I'm fine with having tequila, whiskey, and my occasional cognacs here and there. I don't need it a fourth.
Yeah, same. Yeah, get my good old craft beer, always reliable, plenty out there. So
I don't need a fourth brand spirit or whatever. So I think I'm fine.
Yep.
Give me that one you had. Give me the Dos Hombres, that expensive one. Give me the
Del Mague is pretty good too.
Yeah, give me Cabal.
Cabal, yeah, I'll be the only one I really need, honestly.
Yeah,
I'd be like the final mezcal. Seriously,
it's funny because I think the year we canceled it was the year I had two of the best mezcals I ever had. Which was the
I can just stop right there because I'm good.
I don't think it's gonna get no better than that, to be honest.
No, it's not.
I did have some Rufina, but that's not really kind of a mezcal. It's kind of like using agave plants and it's kind of an agave spirit more so, I guess. So I think they do have a mezcal. Actually, I don't even remember if I tried it or not, whatever. But I do remember this shit was pretty solid. But that bottle was fucking expensive as hell. So like, I was just like, yeah. I'm chasing down a El Tesoro Booker's 30th anniversary right now. I don't. I still need to get my Tears of Yorona, so to keep slipping on and stuff. So, a lot of bottles to get, and I know Lost Floor is about to do some single barrel drops soon too, as well. So, and then Cabal has that Hoven that's supposed to be coming out this. Was it this month or May? I knew it was some month with M in it, whatever and stuff. But I'm
very curious about that Hoven.
I am too.
Very curious.
Because I don't really like Hovens.
Nope.
I think we've only praised two Hovens on this show, which was the Yayo ones we had at Vintage Wine and Spirits. That feels like forever ago now at this point, right?
It does feel like forever.
Yeah, what was that, 2 years ago maybe? So
yeah, it was 2024.
Yeah. We went to a free tasting event, and Cody got to try one of them. I got to try both of them. They're pretty fire. After that, I think I was trying to give Hoven a chance or whatever, and it just reminded me. I'll tell you, it's better than Cristalino's. I'll drink it all day. But I don't know. It just ain't good. I got to So I'm curious what Cabal is going to do with that. I know Cascane has just released a Hoven, and even Lost Lore, they released a Hoven, which I got to try, and I was just like, it's better than Dobel. I mean, you know, I ain't really saying much.
Right.
I thought it was okay. Not enough for me to want to spend $65 on. I was just like, it's not really blowing my mind or whatever. It's just kind of there, you know? So I don't know. I'm curious about it. I wish they wouldn't have put it in that cool ass decanter, because I wouldn't have got it then for the Cabal one. But
but you know they're gonna show out. That's their way. You already know.
That black fading into that red, I said, ooh, that's a badass devil right there. I need some of that.
I just hope the juice matches, man. One would hope. I hope they knock out the park.
So you're gonna get a Hoven week when we do that. When we get that bottle, people. So that'll be something here, because I don't think we've really reviewed Hovens on here.
No, not the any, right?
No,
officially at least.
No, not officially. Other than talking about the
talking about it, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, we never officially reviewed one on here. God, yeah, we haven't. And the first time we reviewed a Cristalino, we not gonna drink that ever again. So
excited, first overview coming up then.
Yeah, okay, nice. So Cabal better show in then, because
all right, Cabal, counting on you.
Yeah, because if that shit's bad, that'll be the last.
That's it. That's a wrap. I'm not gonna even bother. If Cabal fucks up a Hoven, then yeah, there's no hope.
Yeah, there's no hope then.
Hey, no,
this juice. There's no fixing this juice at all. So it's just all right. Well, I'll just move along then, or whatever. So I guess celebrating 15 years. Oh, Private Barrel 2025. Celebrating, that's cool. So I guess the next thought or whatever is, I just got to talk to Soro Azteca. When the fuck is that Ambarana cast coming? I need some of that, baby. I want it. I want it badly. They told me March. It's like damn near about to be the end of March soon, whatever. So
watch that shadow dropping on the 31st.
Man, where the fuck is
you? You imagine.
Dude, look, I'm just trying to get first in line. I'm just trying to get first in line and get one. I cannot let this bottle slip my hands, whatever. This shit was fire. Yeah, I need to get it. I want it. We were talking a little bit about Soro Azteca last week, because their prices are really good. You can get an extra nail for $85, whatever. It's like, come on, that's just crazy. Good juice too, as well inside. But anyway, let's stay on the topic here of El Tesoro, the single barrel, the Reposado. Now, when me and Cody did it, that was the year of the Blanco, when they were reviewing where they were dropping the Blancos. Now they got a Reposado. I know some people wanted to do the Añejos. But the price point on those, the sell back I hear was extremely high. So they were like, yeah, fuck that. We're not going to do that. I got to tell you, I had some Reposado the other day, but I don't even remember what it was. It was just so forgettable. It wasn't like it was bad. It was just
basic.
It was just like, yeah, I was just like,
yeah,
I was like, I just don't care for repos. Yeah,
there's a lot of Reposados out there like that, man.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to praise the shit out of Insulino, another Sergio Cruz product, by the way. That regular base repo, holy shit, that had so much barrel characteristics on it and stuff, and the spices. I was blown away when he said that's our regular base reposado. I said, excuse me? So I know you can do things with it.
Oh, yeah.
And where it doesn't become a single barrel or like a specially aged barrel, anything like just a regular reposado, or whatever and stuff. So I find it I shouldn't say alarming, but because I guess there's an audience for it or whatever, that people love reposados. It's just that middle of the road flatline feeling of reposados. I just don't care for that shit. I just don't. So. But as me and Cody has proven, which we did that completely wrong, because we did a repo month and we kind of just did all the special releases and shit of repos.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And they were phenomenal. They were really phenomenal. I mean, yeah. we were on a pathway to a last drop month there, whatever, and it just didn't go that way. But they were pretty phenomenal. So now We're in the spirit of a single barrel Reposado, which we've had on the show before here. But how's it going to be coming off the high that was known as Paradise, Cody? That's the question here.
Ooh, see, man, the only way to review this properly, just get that out of your head. I know it's going to be hard. Yeah, get that Paradiso fuck out of your head. Pretend you never had it.
You need to get the
fair shot.
Men in Black neuralizer on my
exactly.
Whatever,
neuralize your ass.
I gotta tell you, thank God that thing don't exist because my brain would be fried. I would have flashed that shit in my face so much, whatever, and kept sitting like, yo, that shit would have fried my brain. I would have had like radiation in the brain or something like that going on, whatever. Because
he was what turned to a vegetable.
Basically,
drooling and shit,
drooling Paradiso out the mouth. So good,
golden drool.
Got that gold ranger power, baby. So, you know, yeah, because that had a, like, first of all, I just want to say the label itself, the bottle design, El Toro knocks it out of the park. Love the labels, love the designs, you know, classic. It's really, it's kind of simplistic, but yet it's got a lot going on into it as well, too. Go ahead and pour some. Them dogs are barking again. I don't know why they barking, but they just want attention. They really, I wish their owners would just give them attention.
They hear the wind and they're just barking, man.
They do, yeah. like even when I come home or whatever and stuff, they got a tarp on the gate so they can't see me, but you know, dogs, they can sense me.
And they can smell you.
They just making noise.
They can probably hear you rustling around too.
I heard like that goddamn symbiote on you right now. That motherfucker. Yeah. I know he hear you.
You turds.
Yeah. Slapped the shit out of you too, by the way. He was just like, hey, motherfucker, give me some attention, damn it. Shoot. Like he's like, yo, I'm a, and you know, that symbiote probably said, I'm going to slap his ass real quick. I'm going to slap the shit out of him or whatever. I'm going to let him know.
Yes. Many a time, sir. Many
probably
time.
Like, hey, I need you to wrap this shit up, B, so I can feed me, okay?
I try to fully consume you.
Yeah, exactly. And then they realize you're a black man and say, oh, you can have that back. I don't want you. It's like, oh.
That's not what I signed up for.
That's not what I signed up for, no. I think what Chris Rock said, there's a one-legged pizza delivery guy in here who's white, and even he wouldn't want to trade places with me. And I'm rich. So he's like, I'm going to ride this whiteness out.
Nah, I'm good.
He's like, I got to give it a shot. Whatever. Cody ain't rich, and that cat, that symbiote, like, yeah.
Cody's better options.
Yeah. How many people are on the earth? Yeah, I'm just gonna.
I'm about to say.
Yeah, where that woman of yours at? Yeah. I think life would be much a little better there. You remember that, what was that? Was it Stick of Truth, the South Park game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly what you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
The difficulty rating system. Yep.
I love how you could take the most simplistic, easy things that no one could ever think of and just turn it into something creative like that.
That was such a Trey Parker messed up thing to do, though. It's fucking hilarious.
Would you ever have thought of some shit like that?
No. But yeah, but that just fits them so fucking well.
I see shit like that. My brain just, I get upset sometimes, Cody. I'd be like, why didn't I think of that? That is like the easiest race joke that never been.
That's hilarious.
So people, if you don't know, that you have to create a character on this game, and you the level of the difficulty of the game is based on the skin color you choose for the game.
The shade. <It's> the, most... The darker the shade, more difficult it is.
And by the way, it's shit when you pick the darkest character on there. Like, it's like really like you get frustrated with life. You just kind
of wild, man. Wild as fuck for that,
Cody. You can't even get past the first 3 minutes of the fucking game. Whatever. It's just like, yo. So, but when you pick the whitest side, dude, you breeze through this game. It's just like the easiest. It is the most. That was one of the most brilliant things I ever saw in a video game. As far as it truly was.
Man.
Like, it was just like I had fun before the game even started, just doing that. I was just like. It took me a minute to. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wait a minute. Oh, you motherfuckers, you. Like, they racism is so clever that, like, it's so funny. You got to just sit there and think about it for a second. Like,
oh, yeah. No, they, like, the way they implement that shit, it's fucking brilliant. It truly is.
Yeah.
I don't know if people get mad about that shit too, but it the way they're doing it, I think it's fucking fantastic. The way they do it, at least.
I always say, first of all, never attack comedians, whatever, when it comes to jokes, unless they're like insinuating some shit like that, whatever. But jokes are jokes, whatever. So if you go to a stand up show and you offend it, then you know I'm already annoyed with you. So like when you do racism that clever and well, you got to applaud it. Because you got to applaud. Because I never would have thought of something like that. Like, how many games do you have to create a character in it? Damn near almost every fucking game, realistically, whatever and shit. Or you can customize and whatever stuff. So who would have thought of taking the level difficulty or whatever based on your fucking skin tone like that?
That's fucking brilliant.
It's funny because I picked my skin tone and the game was still fucking hard. I was just like, I don't understand this. I was like, yo. I was like, I'm kind of like a shade over in the middle or whatever and stuff. And here I am. I'm just like, why am I struggling so hard or whatever? Like, yo, why is this game? So like, I can make it to the end on the first level, but some reason I keep dying right here. It's just like, it's not meant to be for me to get past this. Like, that's crazy that you say, because you're right. I know this or whatever, that people got offended by that. And I was just like, it's a fucking cut up cardboard video games like of some characters that don't exist and shit. It's not like they're fucking Kramer going up on stage just dropping
that shit. Yeah. No, that's an example of how not to do that.
Yeah,
because no, that's intent. That like that's harmful.
Yeah, like
he did.
Where's the comedy in it? First of all, it's there's no comedy in it. It's just he's just flat out racist or whatever. So yeah,
right.
There's no cleverness to it. There's no humor or whatever. He's just flat out doing this shit. Look like water.
Clear as fuck. Look at that.
Yeah, like look at this.
What, crystal geyser.
Look like a Cristalino.
Oh.
You want to give it another shot, Cristalinos, Cody?
No. Oh, okay. Nope. That's it.
I'll just say this. I'm glad that bottle was free.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had to pay for that.
Oh, I'd have been pissed.
Yeah.
And you know the fucked up part about it? I would have bought it just based on that description of the bottle it had.
Exactly. They talk that shit up. Like, yeah. Like the greatest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, like when you buy
this, when you leave this.
When you buy this, your orgasm gonna explode times. Like it's like, whoa. It's like, yo, your mind is gonna be alien fucked when you get done opening this shit or whatever. And it's just like, holy shit. It's like, yo, this is the Cosmo of Cosmos when it comes to fucking drinks or whatever. Like
I just picture that Everest College dude doing a commercial with the bell. Yo, man, wait till you try this shit.
Yeah, he's like, and he ain't talking about the real one, so he's talking about that skin. Yeah. The hood version of the other guy. Yeah. He's like, hey, what's that shit when you kind of want to like be a junior lawyer and shit like that? Hey, you mean a paralegal motherfucker? Oh, yeah, smart ass like this and shit like that. Yeah. He's like, oh, and by the way, he's like, the only reason why I'm enrolled in Everest College, because they got some badass women in here, but and they all got low self-esteem, whatever and shit. I'm talking like he's like, fuck Phoenix, I'm going to Everest. and the actor that played, that was Black Jesus.
I was right.
And
Lamar from GTA.
GTA, yeah. Or where's my GTA 6? But you know, hey,
good luck with that, sir. Yeah. I think you collect every El Tesoro vintage bottle by the time GTA fucking 6 comes out.
I think I'll have the Booker's bottle before that drops.
I think so.
Yeah. I think the PlayStation 7 will be hosting that game too when it comes out.
Oh, it's definitely. I can see that happening. I can totally see that being a launch title for PS7. I can totally see that.
God damn it! They gonna make me buy a new console.
I believe that shit when I see it. November this year, my ass. Fuck out of here.
I've seen no new trailers for that shit, so I don't think that's coming out this year. So, I gotta tell you, for something that looks like water. Agave bomb. It smells heavenly, dude. Man. Right. Oh.
Put that on the poster.
Man, yeah. They should have put that on the label here or whatever. Like, yo.
Agave bomb.
Yeah, you know what they should have did? Having someone hold an agave and just slapping the shit out of somebody or whatever. Like, so, yeah, because like that's what that's man, that smells heavenly good. Man. You know the first thing I think of, and maybe because I just had some, I had brunch right now, people. Damn, this will make a great fucking margarita.
Okay.
It's got a little bit because we were just talking shit about mezcal, or whatever. Well, if you wanted a smoky mezcal margarita, or whatever, I think this got those elements in there. And now I said most of the El Tesoro barrels, there's two type of barrels usually. There's a smoky one, and then there's a sweet one. I'm getting a little combination of both on this one. There's that little bit of smoke there, but definitely more heavier on the sweeter side of things than ever. But the agave, man, it just has like these earthy tones to it. Oh, vegetal notes on there as well. God, that smells great. I will say this, for El Tesoro Month, the noses have been all kind of great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking great, yeah.
Shout out to Cody for hooking your boy up with the
LaFleur. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a chance to try that bad boy?
If I can give you some quick thoughts on that.
Yeah, please do.
That's a last draw. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a last
draw. Yeah, buddy.
That's a last drop right there if I ever seen one. It was crazy because we stuck it in a different bottle. I was reading it going like, this bottle number four? And I was like, oh, wait, this ain't right. I was like, oh, shit, yeah. Man, that shit was fantastic, though. Yeah, phenomenal man. Stuff. one day when we have all the Mundial bottles, we'll do
a little side-by-side
breakdown, whatever. We didn't really, like, plan this month out very well. It was on the fly radar, and we was just like, fuck it, let's do it March or whatever and get it out the way real quick. And I think we've done so far so well with the two bottles we didn't own that we ended up loving, and then a bottle we went half on that we ended up adoring,
mm-hmm.
like very much so. I adored all three of them in different aspects for another whatever.
Fantastic.
I would be more than happy to own each one of them over again, too, by the way. Especially the Mundial ones with the prices being that they're under $100, man. Can't go wrong with it and stuff. So, and I'm kind of glad Cody's doing the Blanco next week, by the way, people. And I'll probably be doing that one as well, too. The reason why I say that is because we were originally going to get the Añejo to do, but we just had such a bad luck of Añejos. And I'm not saying that their Añejo is bad or anything like that. I haven't tried it yet. But man, I just feel like that would have been a come down after the past 3 weeks.
And I think that would be better suited for proper Añejo months.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet the Blanco tastes better.
Most likely. We'll see.
We'll see.
I think that's likely.
I think the Blanco, and you could even say this, people, it might be a little safer given that Blanco is probably freaking amazing and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be a last drop. I think that'll probably break the last drop streak, whatever. But I'm willing to bet the rating on it might be higher than the Añejo. But I guess you'll have to find out in May when we do Añejo month, too, mm-hmm. as well. And find out that way, whatever. I'm not going to be honest. I'm not really looking forward to Añejo, man.
I'm indifferent about it. We'll see. Hopefully it surprises us. But I'm not expecting that. But hopefully it does.
That's why it's called regular-ass Añejo month, people. That regular ass Añejo. I mean, I just haven't had a really solid straight Añejo on this show in quite some time. So, but this on here, man, Jesus. You know, I just love that you can do this with this color and it just doesn't even sniff the same way. But let's go ahead and get into the. God, that's so good. God, dude. See, I was saying it about the Blanco. I think a single barrel for El Tesoro is pretty safe, too, as well. If we really wanted to fuck this up, we'd be like, all right, you want to fuck your last streak up, whatever? Let's get that regular Reposado and see what happens.
let's do that.
Damn, that's so good. That is really freaking good, dude. Oh, man. Doesn't taste like a Repo. Doesn't taste like a Repo at all. Wow, that is so freaking good. I can't even. The agave balm that's on the nose, it's right straight there too on the mouth as well. The palate is very sweet. It's got like some like honeyed layer, like honeydew type filling on the palate area. God, and that finish lingers too as well. That is really nice, man. I think we've said that about all this whole month so far. That finish lingers. Yeah. So. El Tesoro,
they know what they're doing on that end, for sure.
I think one thing that we can give them credit on for the past 4 weeks now is that balance is just, we're always perfect, man. They know how to do that extremely well, which is crazy because I think all four bottles now, we've had some type of mixture of something, rather it be some kind of special release barrel or whatever and stuff like that. And the balancing that they do on both sides, whatever, where you're getting that barrel influence, but you're still getting the full agave effect on it as well, too. but to also you get to really taste the influence that it brings in forth with the fruit and everything else too in the palate. Damn, that is really freaking good. God, I got to give you some of this now. This is pretty solid. Oh,
damn, appreciate that, brother. Sounds good. Sounds like Eltisard has done it again.
You know what's great about this too is you don't feel like you're breaking the bank on it. So this comes off as more of an everyday pour that you can just sip on easily. It's given a lot of characteristics in it as well too. And the first thing that comes to my mind is what would I eat with this? I'm thinking like some kind of like a grilled fish type food or whatever and stuff. Some grilled asparagus as well too. This seems like it just would go really well with some fish right now. Yeah, you get that oak on the back end of the finish. Those herbal notes are starting to come in now. It's like a little bit of earth, more earthier, a little herbal notes, little cayenne pepper on the tip of the tongue right there. I love that the pepper, though, is more on this side and the honey sweet side is more on this side. I like that little transition right there because I'm getting a little bit more spicier on this side. I don't know if I got like a splinter or something over there, but which I don't. I don't know why it's lingering on that side more so on this side. But I'm getting the sweetness still though too as well. So that's fire. A little black pepper too is like all over the palate. A little swirl action. Honeycombs, like honeydew honeycombs, man. It's like some kind of honey sweetness in there as well too. Flows very well, man. Oh, this. Honestly, I really got no complaints on it other than like it's not mind blowing me or whatever and stuff like that. But damn, man, it does its job really fucking well. It does its job like to a T. It's I guess I'm trying to find the repo notes on it, but now I'm questioning myself. Do I even know what repo notes are? Because they're just so.
Yeah, what does qualify as a quintessential reposado note?
Yeah, because like.
Or trademark reposado note.
Repos are so, we just talked about it, so in the middle ground, whatever and stuff, where it's like, what am I looking for out of the reposado itself?
Because I think repo requirement has to be aged a little more, right?
So yeah.
It has some sort of wood character, if I'm not mistaken.
It's definitely got the wood and oak there as well. Yeah. And it's aged like usually a few months less than an Añejo, if you will.
Right.
Just depending on how much.
So I guess that's what you would be looking for, some sort of oak or wood.
Definitely delivers on the oak as well. You get that barrel influence like right off the bat or whatever. They do a great job with that. That dog, like, let me get some of that damn dog. Let me get some of that. The agave, man, is cooked to perfection. Not as sweet as it was on the nose, by the way, neither. Which is positive for me. I prefer it that way, to be honest. Like, I kind of want to give it a last drop, but I kind of don't at the same time. Like, because I definitely would buy another bottle, so I guess that kind of qualifies it. But, like, I wouldn't rush to buy that bottle.
Right. It seems the only thing that's holding you back is that it's not quite mind-blowing. It's just really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. And I guess if I didn't have this laundry list of bottles I wanted to buy or whatever already, I would probably easily go back to it. I will say this. I would buy it for other people.
Okay.
Yeah. I already know for a fact I'm not going to finish this right off the way or whatever and stuff like that because just got so many bottles to go through and shit. So I easily would buy this as a gift for somebody. Easily. I think people would enjoy this. I think you'd have to appreciate somewhat of tequila too because there's a little aged essence in here as well too. And I don't know if those barrel notes with that spice might throw people off, whatever. But for an aficionado or someone that's just trying to really dip their toe further in tequila, I think they would appreciate and enjoy the shit out of it. It's really solid as hell. So, although I wouldn't buy another bottle for myself because I wouldn't need it, I definitely would get it as a gift for somebody.
Okay.
That kind of just makes my rating a little bit even harder now. But I'm in the middle of that 3.5 to last drop area, so I'm going to just keep sipping on this until...
I was about to say, yeah. I think I got to sit on that one for a little.
Yeah, I feel like this is a rating that could change easily. And usually these single barrels, they're pretty well priced. You can get them for like $60 at the most, $75. So which is a solid fucking price, whatever. If you're getting this kind of quality in here and you're not really getting that water, you're not really getting that reposado note or whatever. And so, a little bit more of the vanilla is coming through now more as well too. Honeydew. I keep sticking with that, man. Honeydew, honeycomb type filling. There's like that honey flavor, but it's got like that honeydew note going on there. The black pepper just lingers, dude. It just sticks with you. Like you're just not escaping it. There's also like some kind of tropical, more like a grapefruit type deal going on as well. Mm. Fruit note as well. And I'm actually,
it's like you pick it up a bit more right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting a little bit more complex, okay. A little complexity adding to it.
Nice.
Only thing I can think of too, man, I want to make some cocktails with this.
All right.
That's what the Wellsborn is doing. So yeah, Tuesday people, 24th or whatever, like Cody said earlier, the date, they have an event. You can listen to this review on Monday morning or whatever, or midnight, whatever you want to listen to it. And then Tuesday, you can take your ass to the Wellsborn.
Perfect.
I think tickets are $25 or whatever. And you can try some famous cocktails that they're going to be mixing with this. So, yeah, that actually, they're going to be making the cocktails for you. So you ain't even got to think about it. And the more I sip it, I go like, man, I could do this with it. I like it kind of opens up the creative mind of juices flowing or whatever. Like I kind of like want to do some things with it. So it kind of stands out in a way of being different from the previous three bottles. So whereas Cody said, I need to just blank those out of my brain. This is right. Where I'll give this one credit. I feel like I can do much more with it. It has a little bit more versatility to it compared to the last three bottles.
So that definitely makes it stand out on its own then, which is very nice.
It's very nice, whatever.
Props for that.
And honestly, I think we should have expected that because we kind of gave last drops to the Blanco barrels we tried on here and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think El Tesoro misses when it comes to their single barrels. They clearly know what they're doing with barrels. I mean, they got a whiskey company that owns them, so who does a phenomenal job of that. So I think they don't have a problem inducting themselves with barrels and stuff like that. So I will say this has a little bit more versatility that I can do things with. Could make this with it, make that or whatever. I could drink it regularly. I could drink it as a special pour, drink it on a relaxation stuff. The Paradiso, I wouldn't drink that with everything. I'm like, yeah, no. Gotta linger that or whatever. And not
just drink mix that with anything.
Yeah, the Yamazaki one, I don't think there's much versatility to do things with that. Well, at least I didn't think of it right away, whatever it could be. The
Four Leg, I wouldn't
fuck with it, whatever. This one, I feel like I could fuck with it and make it even better too. I mean, this is part of their like kind of standard lineup, so it should be tasting that way. So, yeah. My final criteria of usually last drop is like, would I buy another bottle? And I guess I kind of answered that question already because I'm teetering on the last drop now. my final question, I guess, like I said, I usually would buy, am I going to buy another bottle? And I already just said I would get it as a gift. So, I definitely probably would get this as a gift. So therefore, I probably just gonna drop a last drop on it. I bush around it. This is pretty fun.
Another one.
Yeah. Congratulations, you special. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush on it. It's a last drop. It's fire. It does everything it needs to do. It keeps opening up. There's like that oak is coming through more. Honeycombs. The grapefruit is starting to be a little bit more prominent in there as well too. It's just mixing very well. The blend of it is really good. The balance on it is solid as hell. You just couldn't ask for a better barrel age sweetness that just works really well with some tropical fruit on the nose as well, too. The sweetness doesn't overpower. The oak doesn't overpower. Just perfectly balanced, whatever. And we appreciate that here on the last drop. This is pretty fucking fire. If I had to change my rating or whatever, if I sip on it more or whatever, and I go like, oh, okay, yeah, it'd just go down to 3.5. So either way, it's at a high rating, but I'm going to just go ahead and drop a last drop on it because unlike the other three, this one's findable. It's cheaper. You can get you an El Tesoro barrel pick almost damn near anywhere because almost everywhere has them. And I'm sure they all taste great too. El Tesoro is one of those single barrels where it's just always phenomenal. There is no really changing of the matter on there. So I'd rather be a Blanco or Reposado. So I know the Añejos are expensive, but maybe someone should cough up the cash and go ahead and do that. Because I think it would be just astounding stuff right there. That nose, man, he's even better too. God damn, you get a heavy vegetal nose now in there. It's like just even better. A little bit of ethanol, even more so too. It's like it's a little bit more potent now.
El Tesoro, man. Mm. Mm. Get that brand. Four last drops, man. Can they do it? Will they do it next week, sir? Is it possible?
You get more of the vegetal notes in the background too, as well. Like that last sip, that's a little bit more sweeter. So you get like a little bit of earthier tones in the background. So the vegetal notes kind of stick out a little bit more now. I like that a lot. Actually, that was really good. I can see myself easily drinking, sipping on this all day. I'm not going to do that, obviously. not going to do that at all, whatever. But that's a solid damn single barrel right there. Really fucking good. Shout out to the Wellsborn for that, because they usually specialize in whiskey. So they're trying to do tequila. And I got to tell you, they knocked it out of the park with this barrel. Now, El Tesoro, like I just said, they don't really miss when it comes to their single barrels. The single barrels are usually really good. It's one of the most underrated tequila companies in the game right now. Probably because it's just been around for a long time. There's no real hunt for it. And you just kind of, you can find it anywhere, to be honest. So that's kind of what maybe people don't see as sexy, if you will. And not to mention, the tequila market is just fucking oversaturated like crazy. I would love to make a tequila. I feel like it'll fail, though, because, like, you know, there's just so much shit out there.
It's oversaturated as fuck, man. There's so much out there.
And I was told too, you're not supposed to make if you make a whole lineup on your first get, you're probably gonna fail. Or you need to start with the Blanco, and you need to just focus on that.
Start simple, start small. So you can dial your recipe in, dial what you need to do, and then take it off from there.
And personally, to me, Blanco is the hardest one to do because
that's the base.
Not only is the base, it's the most oversaturated one. It's most.
There's that too.
It is just. It's like, I can get like, you know, Don Fulano, I can get El Tesoro, I can get Ocho, you know, it's just so many great fucking Blanco brands out there and stuff, you know. So you really got to push that Blanco. Then you got to move to the Repo, which, you know, I would love mine. It tastes like Insulino. It's got to be like that barrel perfection right there for a regular, because like Repos to me, they just don't stick out. And Añejos don't really need it too. So, damn, this smells really good, dude. Like, you know what this smells? It smells like a scented candle when the glass is in. Like that candle up and it starts smelling good in the house. He's like, ooh, what is that? Ooh, that smells good. That's what this got on there. Kind of like a spring green tea kind of smell or whatever. Not that this smells like this or whatever, but like more so of like the candle, the smell of it. Yeah, I love that smell. That smell is great or whatever. So that Dailies would get a last drop. But, yeah, dude, this is definitely the everyday pour right here. Like, this is the one where you could hide the Paradiso and be like, hey, look, I can't get you no more of that Paradiso, but I got something just as good from El Tesoro, and that's the single barrel from the Wellsborn. You can get a single barrel anywhere. I love the cap. It's got that metal. They all look the same, whatever stuff, but solid stuff from the Wellsborn right here. Phenomenal juice right here. Easily. I would say damn near, like, it's probably in my top 10 so far.
Okay.
It's probably like number 9, 10-ish or whatever, right. Stuff like that.
I like that.
Obviously, it won't probably stay because
it's still very early in the year.
It's very early in the year. Very and I probably early. Only got like 4 bottles in that top 10 right now. Mm-hmm. This would be number 5, but I'm putting it at like all the way in the back end or whatever and stuff. But yeah, last drop for me.
Nice.
Will next week continue this trend?
We'll see.
We will see. I'm gonna go get me a Blanco bottle. I'm gonna join you on that one. So
okay, love it. That's gonna be fun, man.
We love have it. To have to join in on that one, or whatever, and get a little taste.
Yes.
Next week, too, people, we will be doing something very special too, as well. I won't give a release date because it'll probably be like somewhere in May. But me and Cody, we got some dry January shit continuing over into March. And we're going to be doing something very special. It's going to be testing out some bottles that are non-alcoholic or whatever. And as I already sipped on a little bit of one of them, I can tell Cody that one's pretty fucking good. I ain't gonna lie. So
okay,
you know what? I'd love to mix this with that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that. So we're going to be recording something special at a different location, by the way. And I think I'm still having a release date. It might be like the first week of May. That might be like something we'll release there or whatever. I'll see what the schedule looks like at that time or whatever. But that one's going to be fun because we thought that only the only mix is out there putting out good juice. Clearly there's other companies doing it. And me and Cody have talked about this as saying, like, if there's other companies that's doing it like this, yeah, we might have to keep the dry January thing.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, because, I only had one of these nine bottles so far. I have to tell you, I was kind of like, holy shit, that's fucking great. By the way, I was like, that's pretty good, dude. So yeah, the dry January month might be staying, people, for, the 4-2 to stay because, if there's more juices like these two companies out there, then yeah, we got to keep that pushing. So stay tuned for that one. That might be the first week of May. Who knows? I haven't really come up with a release date, but yeah. And then we might even be talking to the owner of the company as well, too. Oh, so lovely. So look out for that. Whatever. So month of May might be like, you know, somewhat of a dry January-ish month.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Unexpected, but we like it.
Yeah, you see, I said May, but I meant April. Sorry, I forgot. We're in March. April is our anniversary month, by the way.
That's true.
Yep, going on strong.
7 years, man.
Crazy. 7 years. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because when you add up the movie shit or whatever, it's just like, yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, whatever. So it's our 7 year anniversary. And we're not doing champagne month this year. We're just doing basically anything and everything, whatever you think is quality anniversary worthy. Yeah. Anniversary worthy. And the first thing you'll get out of us is some juices. So that first week will probably be some juices, but, 7 years of this show here, we started it on April 1st, I believe, whatever. Yeah, I was like, that's just a gag. That's something we would do. Cause it's like, yeah, it's April Fool's, yep, new podcast type deal, whatever stuff. So that is what we'll be doing for the month of April. No champagne, no champagne, none of that this year.
Or maybe. We could.
But yeah, that's possible. True. Yeah, mix and match week. So yeah, about to say.
Never know. Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe it might be a celebration, bitches, you know?
Could very well be.
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
I tell you what, that tequila week got to be something special.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got to be something special. It's got to be something special.
It is anniversary month.
I'm just saying.
Go hard, go home.
And that mix and match week, man, I don't know. I might have to pull something else out. You know, I might pull a little.
Hey, we got the big guns, man.
Yeah, I might have to. You know, that craft beer week, Cody.
I have ideas.
Might have to pull out that Bourbon County over there.
I have ideas.
That double barrel that came out last year. So
I got something planned for that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun week.
Might have to go big, go home, baby. So, Might have to open that double barrel over there. I see it's that Heaven Hill sitting over there. It's in that shelf over there. I see it.
Hey, if there was ever a ton to do it, my friend.
Yeah, it's that. I might have to jump on that beer week with you over there and go ahead.
That'd be
and
dope.
Sip on a little bit of that right there. Yeah. Or I might just have to give you the bottle and say, "Go ahead, there you go." I don't know. You never know. Hey, you never know.
I would appreciate that, but it's up to you, brother.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, you know, you never know. I wish I'll talk about that later. We'll talk about this later. But anyway, yeah, I don't want to spoil too much now. Oh shit. Oh damn. I just looked over. I saw that Tesla Mescal sitting over there.
Oh shit.
Hey, you never know.
It's anniversary month, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, it's
just saying. Just
saying. So there's some special bottles that ain't
been opened.
Oh, I looked below that Tesla Mescal in that cabinet over there, and I see that G4 Extra Añejo sitting there. That 7-year-old over there. Oh, feeling kind of froggy again opening
there,
that.
There is a tequila week.
I'm about to say, there's definitely a that Tres Cuatro y Cinco over there. I reviewed that 2 years ago, you know. I mean,
shit.
Yeah, 2 years is a good enough time to let pass by, whatever you talk about. So, you know, those two bottles still ain't open yet. I was saving them, you know, special. I was like, I already reviewed them 2 years ago, so I might as well, you know, I'll wait a little bit before I come back on those, whatever, you know. Yeah, but who knows, you know? Who knows? I don't throw no ideas out there.
Yeah, possibilities are literally fucking endless.
Yeah, and probably got to put that schedule together soon because literally we got like maybe one league left of March. So yep. Yeah, so yeah, put that too. And Whiskey Week is first, so therefore I gotta show in, show out. So gotta be something a little special plan there. Yeah, there we go. So anyway, people, we're gonna get out of here. Tune in next week. El Desoro Blanco, it's going down. God, I got to get another Mandal bottle. I got to get another one of those. So, yeah.
Will we wrap the month off with a final last drop? Will it be the first? We should find out.
Find out. But that said, though, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Can't wait to wrap the month up strong.
Will it the be only way.
Yeah. Or will it be the weakest? Who knows? I mean, it's definitely going to be the week. I mean, obviously, it's, it's not even a fair, you know.
Right.
I was like, just a regular-ass Blanco or whatever. It's probably going to be a phenomenal-ass Blanco.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be phenomenal.
And keep in mind, we're going to rate this, just like this week, on its own.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just the Blanco, just the entire package of the Blanco in and of itself. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, and not going to
compare. That's a fair shot.
The previous three, going to compare it to other Blancos out there.
Yes, exactly.
And for the bang for your buck you're getting for that, what is that? That bottle costs like $36 or $40?
Yeah, just about, give or take. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything beating that price range on them Blancos, dude. That price range is incredible, dude. So, I don't know. That's kind of leading the charge on Blancos, if you ask me.
Just saying. I think so.
But with that said, though, people, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Doing that William Shatner.